So, today is very, very auspicious day. This is the Transcendental Appearance Day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ki Jai! How much we're indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, it's inconceivable how much we're indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Were it not for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, were it not for him, there would have been no Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and no Srila Prabhupada. We would be completely lost in this jungle of material existence, hopelessly wandering in the cycle of birth and death. Because of this great, great personality appeared on 2 September 1838 to bring the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this suffering world. He's a great pioneer of spreading Krishna consciousness. Great, great pioneer. He's also a very ideal example of how you can be a married man and be a preacher. Sometimes we think, well, if you want to be a preacher, you got to be a sannyasi, you know, or a brahmachari. How can you be a working man, a professional, professionally engaged person, and be a preacher? How is that possible? And certainly you couldn't do that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur proves that you can be engaged in the material world in a very substantial way. At the same time, be a very, 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 very powerful preacher. You can be an acharya, actually. He was working for British government. Actually, he achieved the highest post that one could achieve and an Indian can get in the British government. Magistrate. An Indian can go no higher. Beyond that, you had to be from here, the UK, if you wanted to go higher than magistrate. But he achieved the highest position. So responsible position. He was very, very expert in writing the judgments. But the others would struggle all day. He would finish very quickly, and then he would do his devotional activities. Such a wealth of writing Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done. Such great, great wealth of writing. And then he would take leave sometimes from his job and he would do the preaching. This Namahat. Of course, Namahat began with Lord Nityananda. In Surabhi Kunj. Bhaktivinoda actually has sung on that. Very nice song. The marketplace of the holy name. Bolo sukher kabor gai, bolo sukher kabor gai. Surabhi kunjete namehat kuleche kodanitai, kodanitai. Have you seen that place in Avadvip? It's very nice. You go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and on the way coming back to the boat landing, there's somebody's yard, actually. Somebody's backyard. It's Surabhi Kunj. This is where Lord Nityananda began the marketplace of the whole. You've seen that yard? Yes. There's some cow there. They don't use a lawn where they have a cow that mows the lawn. I went to that place immediately. I just rolled and rolled and rolled in the dirt. And that Namahat. Jai. Shishivara Gokulananda. So, the Namahat was made very, very, was begun by Lord Nityananda, but then it was brought into the modern age, you can say, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Very, very wonderful. So many nice songs he has given. It's like today I wanted to focus on one particular song. Kabe Habe Bolo Sedi Namar. You all have the song sheet. Actually, In the current songbook of ISKCON, they have the translation that was done by Jai Satchinandana Das. But in the original edition, there's a translation by Achyutananda Swami, which was done a poetic way. So today you have a copy of the original translation, in the first edition of the Vaishnava songbook. You have a copy of the Achyutananda Swami's translation, which is very nice. It's poetic. It rhymes. You can sing it like a song, actually. It's really nice. Kabe habe bolo se dina amar. Kabe habe bolo se dina amar. Aparada guchi shudaname ruchi. Kripa bale habe hridoye sanshar. Aparadha guchi shudaname ruchi. Kripa bale habe hridoye sanshar. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. The English is also singable. You can go, when my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? So this is the wonderful hankering, you see. This eagerness, this intense greed, you see. Rupa Goswami talks like about this. This tatalayam apimuyam ekalam. You see, one has to have that intense greediness, you see. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is helping us. He's showing us the way, how to become greedy for bhakti, you see. It's like sometimes we're fasting and we become very greedy. When will we honor the feast, you see? So we, in this say, we have to become very, very greedy to taste this nam ruchi, you see. Now, because our hearts are not suchi, our hearts are muchi, we're not getting ruchi, you see. We have a taste for bhaga, we have bhaga ruchi now instead of nama ruchi. So this is very, very nice hankering. When, oh, when will that day be mine when I'm going to give up all of these damn aparads and actually taste bhakti, you see? It's very, very sweet mood, you see. And certainly, we, those of us, anyways, who are struggling neophytes like myself, you see, we can really get strength from this prayer, you see. Here I am struggling with the mode, struggling with mode of ignorance and mode of passion. You know, I don't have the taste. It's just mechanical. My chanting is mechanical. But here's Bhaktivinoda to give us some help. How to pray for Namaruchi, you see. By giving up those offenses. This giving up the offenses is very, very important. Prabhupada actually always wanted, when there's initiation lecture, the 10 offenses should be described. Because chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles is not enough to go back to Godhead. You may go, what? No, it's not enough. You have to chant without offense. It's not that I can just chant and go on committing namaparads, you see. We have to make that endeavor to give up the offenses. And this is the mood that Bhaktivinoda is giving us in this song. This should be our mood always, you see. When will I get rid of this damn offensive mentality and really become a pure chanter of the name, you see? So it's very nice. Trinadekahina kabe nijamani sahishnuta guna hridoyete ani. Repeat. Trinadekahina kabe nijamani sahishnuta guna hridayete yani sakale manada apaniyamani hoye ashvadibo namarasasar sakale manada apaniyamani hoye ashvadibo namarasasar. This is actually a Bengali retake on the original Sanskrit of the Shikshastakam. Lower than a blade of grass, lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, when will my mind attain this quality? Respectful to all, not expecting their honor, then shall I taste the name's nectar sublime. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? People often ask me, they say, well, how do I become humble? But it's right here. Respectful to all, not expecting their honor, you see. Even if you disrespect me, you see, if I respect you, then I'm learning how to become humble. I'm training myself to become humble, you see. This is a very, very important principle for devotees. How to be respectful to everyone, even if they disrespect me. Lord Jesus said, they were crucifying me, said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. You see, this mood of giving love, you see, giving respect, even if you're not getting it. It's easy to be respectful to someone who's being respectful to you. To be respectful to somebody who's being disrespectful, that's a real challenge. You see, but that is the key, how you can get Namaruchi. Because you can only develop taste for the name to the extent that you've actually become humble. You've actually learned how to respect others, especially Vaishnavas, but everyone, even the blade of, even a little ant, but especially devotees. The more you can have loving relationships with Vaishnavas, always have loving feelings, loving thoughts, loving words towards the Vaishnavas. To that extent, you'll be able to chant with love, you see. We can chant mechanically, or we can chant with love. So this chanting with love is the key that Bhaktivinoda is praying for here, without any offense. Next verse. Dhanajanna ara kobita sundari bolibo natshahi deyo sukakari. Dhanajanna ara kobita sundari bolibo natshahi deyo sukakari. Janme janme dao ohe gora hari. Ahetuki bhakti charane tomar. Janme janme davo ohi gora hari. Ahetuki bhakti charane tomar. Great wealth or followers, feminine beauty, I won't care for them or the comforts of my body. Birth after birth, give me, O Lord Chaitanya, causeless devotion to your feet, divine. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Again, this is based on the Shikshastakam in a Bengali way, you see. Very nice restatement of Shikshastakam. No wealth, no followers, no girls. You see, are for girls, no guys, you see, that mentality is just gone. Just bhakti, 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 bhakti. Next page. Korite Shri Krishna Nama Ucharana Pulakita Deho Gadgada Bhatshana. Korite Shri Krishna Nama Ucharana Pulakito Deho Gadgada Bhatshana. Vibranyabhe Tatu Habe Sangatana Nirantara netre babbe ashrudhar. Vaibhanyarve patu habe sangatana. Nirantara netre babbe ashrudhar. This is really very, very powerful. When will I utter Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with words choked up and shivering body? When will I be trembling all over, lose bodily color, tears pouring from my eyes? When, oh when, will that day be mine? He's hankering for the symptoms of pure love of God to manifest. Not that I just chant Hare Krishna, you know, to get my rounds done. But when will I go into transcendental ecstasy, completely choked up in symptoms of love, you see? My whole body is trembling. My bodily color changes. The tears just come shooting out from my eyes. When, oh, when will that day be mine? You see? Wow. That's really something, that meditation, that hankering for that pure bhakti. Very, very sweet, profound utterance from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kave navadvipe Suradunitate Goranichanando Boli Nishkapate Kabe Navadvipe Suradunitate Goranichanando Boli Nishkapate Nachayagaya Beraibochute Batulera praya chariya bichar. Nachiya gaiya berai bochute. Batulera praya chariya bichar. When in Navadvip along the Ganges bank, shouting Gornichananda, as a surrendered soul, dancing, chanting, running everywhere. When will I become half mad of mind? When, oh when, will that day be mine? He wants to go mad on the bank of the bank of the Ganga, going into ecstasy. Like a madman, he's hankering for that day. Wow. Kabe Nityananda Mori Kori Daya Charaibe Mora Vishayera Maya. Kabe Nityananda Mori Kori Daya Charaibe Mora Vishayera Maya. Diyamore Nija Charanera Chaya Namaraha te te dibe adhikar. Diyamara nija sharanera chaya. Namaraha te te dibe adhikar. When will Lord Nityananda show mercy upon me? When will I reject the world of Maya? Bestow unto me the shade of your lotus feet. Let the right to preach the name be mine. When, oh when, will that day be mine? So adhikari, adhikar means the right to preach, you see. So adhikari is one who possesses the right to preach. So that means our householders should not just earn livelihoods. They are empowered for preaching, as confirmed in this verse. You see, the word adhikar, the right to preach, the adhikar for preaching. So if you're an adhikara, you have the right to preach and the duty to preach, not just the brahmacharis and the sannyasis. This humble mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very, very profound and wonderful. He's presenting himself as someone in our position, someone who's still attracted to the world of Maya. You see, when will I reject the world of Maya? So this is just like one may have some relationship with a person and it may turn sour and then you reject them. You want nothing to do with them anymore, you see. So in this way we have to understand that our relationship with the material world is very sour and should be rejected. In terms of being an enjoyer of the material world. It's a very sour thing. But we are not like the Mayavadis who then want to retreat from the material world. We don't want to be enjoyers of the material world, but it is our duty, as Bhaktivinoda will be praying in final verse, it's our duty to act as deliverers, you see, as servants of those who are caught up in the material world. So we reject the world of Maya, but we don't abandon it, you see. As the Mayavadis, we want to abandon it. We don't abandon it, but we engage in compassionate welfare activities to help those who are entangled still in it. And, of course, we are still entangled, but by this acting as a representative of Lord Chaitanya, of Srila Prabhupada, of these great acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that helps us to become free. Just like it's sometimes said, the best way to master a subject matter is to teach it. So to teach Krishna consciousness, even if I'm not an uttama adhikari, if I start teaching it, that will help me to advance, you see. From kanishta to madhyam, and gradually one can achieve the highest state of consciousness, uttama adhikari. Next verse. Kini bo luti bo hari nama rasa nama rasa mati hoi bo bibasha. Kini bo luti bo hari nama rasa nama rase mati hoi bo bibasha. Rasa re rasika sharana parasha kardiya mojibo rasa anibar. Rasara rasika sharana parasha kardiya mojibo rasa anibar. Kambe have bolo se dinamar. Kambe have bolo se dinamar. This one is really, really powerful. I will beg, borrow, or steal the nectar of the name. By the name's effect, I will feel paralyzed. Oh, enjoyer of the nectar of the name, when will I touch your lotus feet till the end of time? When, oh when, will that day be mine? Somehow or other, get that nectar. You know, you gotta get that namaruchi. You gotta get it. Beg it. Beg for it. Steal for it. Buy it. Whatever you can do. Somehow or other, get namaruchi. That's the point here, you see. I gotta get it. Somehow or other. Gotta get that ruchi. Gotta get that ruchi. Gotta get that ruchi. You see. And then by getting it, by the name's effect, I will feel paralyzed. This actually is described by Rupa Goswami. This state of spiritual paralysis is described by Rupa Goswami. Antunde, what is Hasavgati? Antunde, Vridim, Gatinati, Tivam. And today, what is it? How does that begin? Huh? Tunde tandavani riteng vitinite to lavali labdi karna krudha kadamani gatiya ke kunar bidai bras praham cheta prangana sangani vichaya san sivan amrikim no jane janita kiyadbir amritaye krishnaiti varnidvai. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, Krishna himself is personally dancing on my tongue, and when he's dancing on my tongue, there's so much nectar that my one little mouth just can't capture it all, so I need to have millions of mouths to capture that nectar, at least a little bit more of it. And then when that vibration, Krishna, those sweet, sweet syllables, Krishna, enter the holes of my ears, there's so much nectar that I just gotta have trillions and quadrillions and quintillions of ears to try to get at least a little bit of that nectar, you see. And then when Krishna, the name and the person, dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm completely stunned and paralyzed by that divine presence of the Lord dancing in the courtyard of my heart. So in this way, Rupa Goswami also talks about paralysis. One becomes paralyzed, state of wonderment, stunned in wonderment by the effect of the name. And then, enjoyer of the nectar of the name, when will I touch your lotus feet till the end of time? That's an interesting concept. We usually think, we think about touching lotus feet, but just touching the lotus feet till the end of time, never letting go? Holding on to Prabhupada's feet and never ever letting go for all of eternity. Prabhupada, I'm just going to hold on to your feet and I'm never letting go ever, Prabhupada. I'm just going to always hold on to your feet for all of eternity because that's my only hope, you see. In this way, he's praying. How to always keep hold, tightly gripping the lotus feet of the enjoyer of the name, you see. We are not yet on that level. We are not enjoying the name. For us, it's still a struggle. Well, I got to shut my rounds, Prabhu. You see. But the enjoyer of the name, you see. I'm not enjoyer of the name, but if I hold on to the lotus feet eternally of that person who is the enjoyer of the name, then maybe someday I'll also become an enjoyer of the name by his mercy, you see. In this way, he's praying. It's very, very beautiful Vaishnava sentiment. Mm-hmm. And then to conclude it all, Kabhi jibe daiya, hoi be u daiya, nija sukha buli siddhi nahri daiya. Kabhi jibe daiya, hoi be u daiya, nija sukha buli siddhi nahri daiya. Bhakati vinoda, Kodiya binaya, Shriya gyatahala kodi be prachar. Bhakti vinoda, Kodiya binaya, Shriya gyatahala kodi be prachar. Kambe have bolo se dinamar. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. So Bhaktivinoda has been going within his own heart trying to purify his consciousness to become, actually be able to relish the bliss. But now he's reminding us, this is not just for you. This you must take to the whole world, you see. Don't just be within your heart and to hell with the world, you see. Now you have to think, how can I help those persons who are not in Krishna consciousness? When kindness to all beings will be appearing with free heart, forget myself, comforting. Bhakti Vinod in all humility prays, Now I will set out to preach your order sublime. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Right now, I'm just thinking of my own comforts. You see, my household of life, or my, I got my nice slot in the Brahmacharya ashram where I do my slokas, I study, you know, and come down to the little service. No. I got to come out of that little shell and think about the whole world out there without Krishna consciousness. You see? How much those people are suffering. Prabhupada told us in America one time, he said, deliver your countrymen. They are dying. So we have to come out of our own little comfort zone. Yeah, I'm very comfortable. I like my Krishna conscious life. It's very sweet. It's very ecstatic. Well, that's great. But don't just think about your own Krishna consciousness, you see. You have to think about the Krishna consciousness of everyone. That is the order of Gauranga. Yadi deka tadikaha Krishna upadeshamara gayo guru hoyu tare desh. Whomever you meet, instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country. Jai, our beautiful lords have now reappeared in their dazzling splendor. Ki jai. So, Prabhupada reaffirmed this principle one time in Los Angeles. He said that you American and Europeans, at that time we didn't have any Indians. Yeah. I think we just had maybe one or two. He said, you should make your life perfect. And then he said, and become guru and deliver the whole world. Prabhupada gave us an order. We have to deliver the whole world. Wow. It's a tall order. He actually ordered us to deliver the entire world. He didn't just say, save yourself. He said, save yourself and deliver the whole world. So, this is what Bhaktivinoda is hankering for now. You see, when am I going to start being kind and stop being so greedy and just want Krishna consciousness for myself only, you see? Or worse yet, when am I going to give up my desire for sense gratification, you see? When will that day come when I will really feel compassion for the suffering souls, you see? A very, very important point. Prabhupada was most pleased. I know on my own, I got various instructions from Prabhupada via correspondence. And I've never, the most pleasure or satisfaction that Prabhupada expressed to me about what I had written to him was the time when I mentioned how we should, how the people have to become delivered. People of the material world have to become delivered. When I expressed that sentiment, I saw Prabhupada was so pleased. Thinking about the deliverance of the conditioned souls, this gave great pleasure to Prabhupada. Great, great pleasure. So if we take this wonderful Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great, great Vaishnava Acharya, we learn from his example how to be always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Even if I have so many worldly duties as a professional man, a married man, you see, with so many duties, big, huge family. But always he was absorbed in preaching, 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 writing, preaching. Sometimes he got dovetailed very nicely, just like that. The British government sent him that time when there was that Bishikashena, that bogus Mahavishnu. I was creating some political disturbance for the British rule. Bhaktivinoda Thakura got to dovetail his preaching with his professional work. That was pretty nice. this yogi, Vishakashina, he had all kinds of mystic powers. You know, he could heal the sick, he could do all kinds of things. There'd be a fire burning, he would lean over in the fire, just go into the fire and come back without being burned at all by the fire. So people were convinced that he was God. And he said he wanted to dance rasa dance. He announced to all the villagers to send your ladies to dance rasa dance. And some were actually doing it. And he was having affairs with some of these women. So he created quite a scandal. He was having affairs with some of the chaste Indian ladies. So there was complaints made to the government about this fellow. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sent to curb down this. He actually said he was going to destroy, drive, he was going to kill all the Britishers by his powers and liberate India from the British rule. So this got the Britishers worried. They were afraid he was going to foment a revolution. So they sent Bhaktivinoda Thakur there. He came with many constables to the camp in the jungle of this Vishakashina. Vishakashina knew why Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. He had mystic powers by his austerities. He could know what the purpose was. But anyway, Bhaktivinoda took him. They put him in a. They went and got a bullock cart and put him in the cart. He was threatening them like anything. Finally, he agreed to go. He said, because you're actually a devotee and you have said that you're going to take me, therefore to. So that your word will be kept, therefore I will come. Yeah, right. Surrendering to going because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a devotee. He was trying to keep playing his role that he was God. So they took him finally for trial and, by his mystic powers, the daughter of Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very, very sick, practically on the verge of death. Even there was a fire also. By his mystic power, there was a school in Puri. He started a fire. So Bhaktivinoda, the day that he was supposed to, it was an 18-day trial, the last day he was supposed to write the judgment, he was afflicted with a sharp pain. He was paralyzed. He couldn't even walk. They had to carry him in a palanquin to the courtroom. Bhaktivinoda finally got enough strength to write the judgment that he was sentenced to 18 years of imprisonment with hard labor. But then one Britisher who had heard that yogis sometimes keep their power in their hair, he jumped up with some scissors and cut off the yogi's locks, his long hair, and the yogi collapsed on the floor. He lost all his, as soon as his hair was cut off, he lost all his power. And then Bhaktivinoda fully recovered, his family fully recovered, and he did go to prison. Actually, he took poison in the prison and killed him, committed suicide by poison. So Bhaktivinoda actually preached to him when he came for the imprisonment there, and he spent time preaching to the fellow out of mercy, but he didn't take it. Of course, one of the most significant pastimes for us of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is discovering the birth site of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many persons were claiming, who had the property that I was here in Navadvip. They were, you know, they collect money in the name of the birth site of Lord Chaitanya. But by careful research, he found that it was actually somewhere else, actually an area on the other side of the Ganga, controlled by Mahabhanans, actually. Nothing would grow there except for one thing, Tulsi. Tulsi Devi was flourishing in that place. So with the help of Jagannath Das Babaji, he brought him there in a basket to confirm that this was the actual birth site. And Jagannath Das Babaji was so invalid, he couldn't even lift his eyelids. He was so old and invalid, he couldn't even lift his eyes anymore. But he was jumping in ecstasy. He jumped out of the basket and jumping and dancing in ecstasy. That birth site became discovered. So in 1895, there was a big official memorialization of that yoga pit. And the temple was established there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was written in the newspaper how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is now begging door to door. Every Bengali gentleman should give his whatever they can to support this project. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also predicted that soon there will appear a personality who will spread the holy name of Lord Hari all over the world. Of course, we know who that is. That's our Srila Prabhupada. He's also famous for, in 1871, he wrote, this is put on the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur, "He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound, the Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around." So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, therefore, he's appeared to have departed from this world, but according to his own teachings, we know that actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur is still present, and he's still spreading the holy name around. All these great acharyas, you see, it may appear that they are no longer present, but actually there's so many proofs how these great acharyas are still with us. There's even one story I remember from our new Vrindavan. At one time they got kind of off the track, doing all kinds of weird things, dressing up like Christian monks and singing Christian hymns in the morning program. During that era, some Christian lady was visiting Prabhupada's palace, and this voice told her to take my shoes. She was like ordered to take the Prabhupada's shoes. And she surrendered. She was commanded to take Prabhupada's shoes, some voice. So she took the shoes. She stole Prabhupada's shoes and took them home. And then years later, after the whole thing had been resolved and New Vrindavan was part of back in ISKCON again and flourishing, then she was told to return the shoes. So she mailed them back to the devotees with the whole story. So it was actually quite amazing, you see. And I also witnessed personally in our Atlanta temple how Prabhupada was present. They had nice lifelike murti, just like here. Of course, it's an offense to say, that's Prabhupada himself to say a lifelike murti. Actually, that is Prabhupada himself, actually. So we were, there was a big festival. It was called the Chiddadahi Mahotsav. Very, very nice festival held every year. Jayapataka Swami comes every year. It's a big, big festival. At least 108 pots, and they're auctioned off. It's a big festival. All kinds of chipped rice and yogurt preparations. So as many devotees come, it's a very joyous event. So during the noon arti, we were chanting the kirtan, and the Prabhupada Didi began to cry. Actually, in ecstasy, tears of ecstasy came down Prabhupada's right eye. The tears were coming down the right eye. And so some devotees noticed it, and then this word spread, and everyone went and we saw, and then we sang Gravastakam for Prabhupada, because he was showing us he was still present, and how he was relishing the kirtan. So these great acharyas, it may appear that they depart, but actually, if one has that mood of bhakti, they are fully present. One is associating with them. Just as Krishna becomes fully present and manifest. Prabhupada personally told me like that. I used to write Prabhupada so many questions in the letters. I was very eager to ask Prabhupada questions and get answers from Prabhupada. And he wrote me in one letter, he said, if you will simply absorb yourself with full sincerity of attitude in the service of the Lord 24 hours a day, then Krishna will personally come and answer all of your questions. So, just as Krishna can personally come, you see, and be present before even you can ask him a question, he'll answer it. Also the great acharyas. It was one time asked of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, when you're not present, can we receive instructions from you within the heart? Prabhupada said, if your heart is pure. So, if we want to get the nectar of these great personalities associations, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the Goswamis, six Goswamis, you see, so many great, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya. These personalities are willing to bless us with their Sangha. They're willing to bless us. They're still living. They're all still living. Sometimes they become manifest. It's like in the first Gaur Purnima festival organized by Janava Mata and Narottam Das. The Panchatattva, they had all departed from this world, but during the kirtan, there they were. The Panchatattva were there in the middle of the kirtan, dancing with the devotees. Everyone could see them. They were right there. You could see them. They were singing and dancing along with all the devotees. So simply we have to purify our hearts. And this wonderful song, Kabe Habe Bolo Sedi Namar, you see, this hankering for pure bhakti, you see, this eagerness, this greed for pure bhakti, that's the price you have to pay. If you don't become greedy for bhakti, Prabhu, you're not going to get it. If you want bhakti, you got to really become greedy for bhakti. That's the whole point. So anyway, what we end at 8:30? I'm already 2 minutes over time. I apologize for breaking the rule. And sometimes, I don't know, I did, in some temples I get chastised if I go 1 minute over time. Sankarshan, you're not supposed to go past 9 o'clock. Prasadam is going to be interrupted if you go over. Huh? It's a fast day. Any questions?